Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In the history of abortion jurisprudence in the United States, nearly all Americans know the landmark decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade. Today, as part of our Abortion and the Court series here on Pro-Life Perspective, we're going to look at a case you've probably never heard of, United States v. Vuich, a case decided by the Supreme Court in 1971. The case centered around Milan Vuich, an abortionist in the District of Columbia who had a record of arrests for violating abortion laws in the Washington area. When the case against Vuich was brought before the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia in 1969, D.C.'s criminal abortion statute, which was first enacted by Congress in 1901 and amended in 1953, permitted abortion by a licensed physician when it is necessary for the preservation of the mother's life or health. Vuich challenged that law as being unconstitutionally vague with regard to the term health. On November 10, 1969, Judge Gerhard Gesell agreed and ruled that the phrase necessary for the preservation of the mother's life or health failed to give that certainty which due process of law considers essential in a criminal statute. It was the first time a federal court decision found an existing abortion law, which protected the unborn child, unconstitutional. The Supreme Court heard arguments in the case in January 1971 and issued its ruling on April 21, 1971, nearly two full years before Roe v. Wade. Justice Hugo Black, writing for the majority, which included Chief Justice Warren Burger and Justices John Harlan, Byron White, and Harry Blackmun, wrote, "There remains the contention that the word health is so imprecise and has so uncertain a meaning that it fails to inform a defendant of the charge against him, and therefore the statute offends the Due Process Clause of the Constitution. We hold that it does not." While it's interesting to note that Justice Harry Blackmun joined the majority in ruling the abortion law of the District of Columbia was constitutional, there is a section of the majority's ruling that seemingly lays the groundwork for Blackmun's majority opinion in Roe and Doe 2 years later. The majority noted that the term health was introduced into the law when Congress first passed D.C.'s abortion law in 1901. However, the court noted there was no discussion of the term in either the House or Senate reports related to the bill. But, they noted, a 1970 district court case in D.C., in Doe v. General Hospital of the District of Columbia, construed the statute to permit abortion, quote, for mental health reasons, whether or not the patient had a previous history of mental defects, end quote. In citing the district court case, the Vuich court observed, "We see no reason why this interpretation of the statute should not be followed. Certainly, this construction accords with the general usage and modern understanding of the word health, which includes psychological as well as physical well-being. Indeed, Webster's Dictionary, in accord with that common usage, properly defines health as the state of being sound in body or mind. Viewed in this light, the term health presents no problem of vagueness." While drawing a rather narrow interpretation of the term health based on society's general understanding of the term, the discussion of the term in U.S. versus Vuich was a telling precursor to the discussion of a much broader definition of the term that the court would lay forth in 1973. The day after their decision in Vuich was delivered, the Supreme Court announced that it would hear two more abortion-related cases being appealed to the court, Roe v. Wade, a challenge to Texas abortion law, and Doe v. Bolton, challenging Georgia's abortion law. For more information on abortion and the court, visit ProLifePerspective.com for helpful links and information.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.